D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. It is time to remember those who have left us and evaluate their body of work to see if they rank for a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. And joining us, our seventh justice on our panel, the esteemed Donovan Lewis.
Donnie!
Who is
hardline.
Moved away from the Masters for 2 seconds. Hi, Donnie.
I was on edge. I was on the fringe.
Boy, a lot of balls going into Ray's Creek. Have you noticed that?
It's all that urine that's in there.
A lot of balls in the water.
Yeah.
The happens every time I sit down.
Creek's level has risen so high.
Yeah. Where are we in the trifecta, Deej?
Currently working on room 410, occupied by George Foreman and Val Kilmer.
Oh, wow. We could complete one, couldn't we? Well, this is very exciting. I would like to present to you guys what I might argue is one of the most significant sports media folk of our lifetime, and maybe that means of any lifetime since it rolls like that, but we have lost in the last 30 days now the esteemed author John Feinstein, best known as the author of more than 40 almost exclusively sports books.
It's like Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
A season,
so many books.
A Season on the Brink is probably his best bestseller.
With a foreword by Chili Davis.
But also A Good Walk Spoiled, which was another very important sports book of the mid-90s. And he went on to write and write and write and write. And just everything, college football, college basketball was probably his passion. He went to Duke. And he worked his way all the way to the sports reporters. And I would just say, in general, was one of the first to sort of peel back and teach us more about what goes on inside the ropes and inside the locker rooms and so forth. And the work on Season on the Brink changed everything for Bob Knight. And certainly let you know what he's really like in real life. And kind of made them adversaries after that, of course.
So was that a book that he wrote that was that Bob Knight participated in? Or?
Well, he gave him access for sure.
Okay, and then he kind of turned on him?
Yes, I believe Knight was probably told that this would be a good idea to let this guy...
Nice fluff piece.
...roll with you guys for a season, and then found out very quickly that, oh, he's going to print everything.
He's not real nice.
Yes. Feinstein wrote that the open door Knight gave him in Season on the Brink was such a success that it allowed him to kind of pick and choose whatever books he wanted to write for the next 40 years.
Golly!
And they adapted it into a ESPN movie. Remember Brian Dennehy was Bob Knight?
Vaguely. So was this part of the slow but definite takedown of Knight? Like, did this begin the takedown?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe so.
This is the book?
I believe so. And just, you know, his extremely abrasive edge was there for all to see.
I wonder if I ended it with my question to him.
You might have.
Yeah, that was the cherry on top.
Yeah. Feinstein, as his day gig, was also a columnist until the day he died with the Washington Post. In fact, wrote about Tom Izzo in Michigan State on the morning that he suffered a heart attack at his brother's home and died at the age of 69. So, John Feinstein.
Interesting one, because he's an author, but he's just a sports guy. Let's go to Lando.
Sure. Go write a book about George Foreman.
Sure.
Yeah, he could write a fine book about George Foreman if
DJ?
They're in the same one.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, God.
Ham? I stopped listening when Bob said important sports writer, so no. There's no such thing.
Dave?
I mean, even I've heard of him, so, yeah.
Anybody that participated and was crucial in the takedown of the biggest horse's ass of the 20th century in Bob Knight makes it into the trifecta.
What do you say, Donnie?
Yes, I'm familiar with his work. I think he did a mighty fine job at his job. So, yes, I'll say yes.
Yeah, I think I would call him an inspiration for guys in our business. And so I think John Feinstein clearly in, right?
Yep, he's in. Okay, let's try to work in, because we talked about it. I know the entire station talked about it as well. But we have not entered him into the trifecta yet, and that is the great Bill Mercer, who taught Dave Lane in college.
Among others.
Mainly you, though.
Yeah.
Would he put you at the very top of the list of his pupils?
I would not make his list.
Okay. We'll see about that. Well, Bill Mercer, born in Muskogee, Oklahoma, back in 1926, and lived to the age of 99, as he was another year, 1 year short, 11 months short of making it to 100. He literally is the first broadcaster of DFW. He called everything. Before he got into broadcasting, though, he was in World War II. He was aboard the USS Rixey and for the United States Navy. 5 invasions, including Guam and Okinawa. After that, he earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Denver in the 40s and a master's from North Texas State University. And that's how it all got started. So he started working for KRLD in the 60s, and that is when, of course, the JFK assassination happened. He was front and center on the scene, one of the first reporters on the scene, and really, this is what's so sad. I mean, there's a million reasons this is sad, but it's 99 years old. Can't get too upset. I don't know how many people are left that covered the event. I really don't. I don't know how many there are. Pierce Ullman was on with us on the 50-year anniversary a couple of years ago, and Pierce passed away as well. So, yeah, Bill may be one of the very last people that was alive that covered that event. He was the play-by-play guy for the Dallas Cowboys. He was the play-by-play guy for the minor league team, the Dallas Rangers, the Dallas-Fort Worth Spurs. He then matriculated into the Texas Rangers in 1972, calling games with Don Drysdale. He did a year with the White Sox. He was play-by-play for North Texas from 1961 into 1988, and then football and basketball until 94, I guess. And yes, Cowboys, Rangers, all of that, but probably most known, by me at least, as wrestling. I had no idea he did any of that stuff, because by the time I was a kid, and Donovan, by the time that you were a kid, I think that run was over professionally, but we knew him as the wrestling voice, right, Donnie?
Oh, no doubt. WCCW, he was the absolute man.
And he did it forever. I mean, he was so incredibly famous on that front.
Yeah, because he would do the play-by-play of the matches, but then he would do the pre- and post-interviews, and he was part of the shtick.
He was. He was
the promos.
Part of the show. Yeah. He was super, super famous in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, Louisiana area, the regional wrestling that was going on. He was a freaking superstar and taught everyone. I mean, everybody that went through his class, there are a million people now that dot the landscape of DFW sports that are spread out everywhere that are straight under the tutelage of the great Bill Mercer. So, Lando, is he in?
Yes, he's in.
DJ?
This guy invented Sean Bass. He's definitely in.
He did invent Sean Bass. Ham?
Worthy. He made the Musers.
He did. He made the Musers. We all say he's in. I know that. Donnie, I'm sure you say he's in as well.
Didn't even have to. You could have said Bill Mercer and sat down like Goose did with Emmitt Smith, and he would have been in.
Right.
As no-brainer exactly. as it gets.
Exactly. Okay, well, there's two guys. Congratulations to both for making it in, John Feinstein and Bill Mercer. Donnie, thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Donnie.
Later, boys.
Later, man.